Well, hello, everybody. It may be summertime going into the fall, but we are still Zooming every day and stories on Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of Radio Entrepreneurs, and we are continuing to tell you the stories of how people are dealing with this new economy and adapting. This is what we do best, and I like to focus in on the best of the best. And as I'm stealing that quote, and when we're talking about the best of the best, we're talking about Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing. That means this is another Mark Z moment. Welcome back, Mark.
Thanks, Jeff. Great to be here. Thank you for your nice comments. It's very thoughtful of you.
Well, you know, I could write a book on Mark Z moments, but you would probably come over and bludgeon me.
Certain moments are left alone.
So, Mark, you're going to talk about a subject that's actually something I think about every day, not in terms of the label that you give, but you're going to talk about diversity and inclusion. And I think this is something that a lot of people think they're doing and understand, but really don't understand and really aren't doing to the level they should be.
Right. You know, it's interesting. In the employment community, up until the sort of reassessment that has come out of COVID with civil disobedience and focus on racial inequality, a lot of the firms and companies had policies and had hiring incentives to bring in diverse candidates. However, those incentives and those policies were basically lockstep with everything in the company. So for example, if you had an associate at a law firm and you're recruiting for an associate, you'll meet a number of qualified associates, female, male, diverse candidates. And if the diverse candidate has everything that all these other candidates had, the firms would be very interested in moving forward. So they would go out and try to recruit candidates, but it would be within a traditional framework. So you needed to have everything but a cherry on top being diverse to be hired. You needed to have the same law school background. You needed to have the same experience. You needed to have the same skill sets. What's happened over the last few months are that law firms and companies have said, you know what, we're not doing enough. Based on this, we hear the message. Yes, we've had diversity and inclusion heads at law firms. It's happened in the last 5 years. A lot of the major firms have had diversity and inclusion heads, but now firms that are smaller are looking to have point people to handle diversity and inclusion. Law firms are now going to traditionally Black law schools and colleges and recruiting and saying, you know what? So they didn't graduate Harvard or Yale or even Suffolk Law School, but maybe we should look deeper at traditionally Black law schools or law schools in certain parts of the country that have a higher portion of diverse candidates, so we can really focus on those areas. We're going to have key point designated diversity and inclusion people to make sure the process is geared toward more proactive hiring versus reactive hiring. And that's what we've seen over the last few months. Organizations that have always said, for example, two organizations that I think very highly of, Provisors and USA 500. They're national professional services and lawyer and professional service organizations, and the vendors that support those organizations, they've always wanted to have more diverse members. They've always had committees for diverse members. But as soon as the last couple months have occurred and the events have occurred in those months, they've really made an effort to form committees, subcommittees, getting together with different organizations to really devote time and effort to improving not only their membership, but understanding, breaking down into the weeds, why are we like this?
You know, Mark, there's so much that can be said about this. You know, the big law firms, I'm sure they've delegated too much of hiring. You wouldn't say this, I'll say this, to probably a standardized model and someone who represents them in, let's say, human resources to sort of make sure that they're doing something safe. And SAFE, I don't think works today, and a standardized model doesn't work. And the smaller law firms, where generally I think the leadership of the firm is more involved with hiring, they can interview things and hire out of the box much more easily, because they're the ones taking the risk and they're not going to fire themselves. And so I think some of the large firms can learn from the smaller firms that are more nimble and think out of the box, because we're not hiring to a standardized model anymore. We're hiring a multitude, a matrix of different colors and sizes and shapes, and success comes in many forms, not just a standardized form. And so I encourage people to think out of the box. Lawyers don't always do that. They learn that they're successful in a box, a courtroom, a law firm, and that's the way they learn, and a textbook. So I encourage this time to really sort of let go and maybe take a little bit more risk. And I think it's great that that's what you're encouraging to do also.
Absolutely. I think that it's very important to have that philosophy, and you can gear it toward a bigger philosophy and initiation of programs. For example, a lot of the law firms now are saying, you know what, we're going to not only look at law schools, but we're going to go into the colleges. And some of them are going to give stipends and tuition toward these college students who hopefully will eventually maybe think about going to those firms. Just like with IP firms who are paying for law school for people that want to go into their profession, or even professional leagues, when they see a very good athlete in college, they spot them earlier.
I don't want to get in trouble. Look at the Patriots. They don't get high draft choices, so they're always looking for something that's unique and different that they can develop. And right. I think that's really the key. When you hire somebody who wasn't expecting to get hired and you invest in their development, you're going to get greater loyalty and greater commitment and probably a greater talent over long term.
Correct.
So I like those second and third round draft choices. I think that they have, you know, they're just slower to mature. Again, this is another very special Mark Z moment. They always are for me. And if somebody wants to experience what it means to be in a Mark Z moment, how would they find you, Mark?
Well, first of all, Jeff, go to markzlegal.com, markzlegal.com, 617-338-1300. And it's mutual, Jeff, in terms of our moments together.
That's great. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and you can find Mark either at Mark Z Legal Staffing or on Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more stories very shortly.